News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
7:05, FM Talk 106.5. Heading for a high today, right around 80 degrees, sitting at 55 right now. More details from Dr. Bill's forecast on the way right after we check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, again at Highway 45 between Chinchula-Georgetown Road and Chinchula Landfill Road, both lanes are closed off because of a fatality accident. Avoid the area if you can. Another wreck at Dawes near McFarland Road and a stalled-out vehicle at Old Shell and Bishop Lane. In Moffitt Snow, another wreck with injuries in the middle of the roadway. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Mobile County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. See them online at jubileeroofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, a few showers and breezy with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your health deserves the best. Hey, this is Garrett Williamson with Personal Edge Fitness, where our exercise scientist and physiotherapist have been training the best of Mobile for the last two decades. Listen, you're worth it. Call us today for your free wellness evaluation or check us out online at personaledgefitness.com and Facebook. Whether at our award-winning Spring Hill facility, your corporate setting, at home, or online, we train you for life. PersonalEdgeFitness.com.
All right, 7:07, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Quick reminder, top stories of the day, podcast of all the shows all week long we do, show schedules and a whole lot more on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Get a chance, check it out today. 7:08, let's get headlines now. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, the hunt is on for a man Mobile police say is armed and dangerous. And this morning, we have even more information which could help put this murder suspect behind bars. 34-year-old Demetrius James Anderson is wanted for his believed connection into a homicide at the Fat Tuesday Sports Bar on Friday, April 5th. Police responded to that bar close to 1:30 a.m. after shots were fired. The victim has been identified as 42-year-old Tito Smith. Anderson is described as 5 feet 10 inches tall and weighing 170 pounds. He has multiple tattoos, to include one on his neck, a teardrop tattoo on his face, and a scar between his eyes. Demetrius James Anderson should be considered armed and dangerous. If you have information on his whereabouts, call Crime Stoppers, and you can remain anonymous at 251-208-7211. Before you step one toe into that water during spring break, know this. A tracking device has pinged in our area, and Miss Costa is now in the waters off the Gulf Coast. Miss Costa is a 1,688-pound female great white shark. She's 12 foot 5 inches, and on Monday, her tracker pinpointed her near the Big Bend area of the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida Panhandle. According to the Pensacola News Journal, an international great white shark research organization named OSERJ, they are tracking her. Her tracker pings when her tagged dorsal fin breaks the surface of the water and then transmits a signal to an overhead satellite. Miss Costa is named for OSERJ's partner, Costa Sunglasses, and she was originally tagged back on September 23rd, 2016 in Nantucket, Massachusetts, and she has been on the move. In the last 72 hours, she's gone 36 miles and more than 12,396 miles in the past 103 days. And guess what? You can track her too, because Miss Costa has a Twitter account and she has nearly 10,000 followers. On her account, she says she loves fishing, ocean life, and hashtag kick plastic. Follow her at Miss Costa Shark. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Y'all say hello to my buddy Sid with Sexton Lawn and Landscape. I got to tell you something. So Sid's out at our house looking at our front yard, and you had your computer out there, and by the time you were finished, I had something to look at for a landscape design.
We're always trying to step up our game, I guess. And one of the things is that we're the landscape professionals. We know what it looks like. We know what it's going to look like. And so we're trying to communicate to you, the homeowner, a rendering. This is what we'll take a photo and we'll sketch over it. And this is kind of what we think it's going to be. And really all we're trying to do is make sure that our vision matches up with yours.
Yeah. And it's something that we can interact with you while y'all are there at their house.
Yeah. It's a real quick, easy process. Now, if we need to, and we're on the right track, we'll develop a detailed CAD drawing and we'll develop a plan that's going to serve you and something we can price off of. But what we really want to do is just not throw out a number. We want to make sure we're both on the same page.
All right. If you want to see what your landscape could look like, how do you get in touch with y'all?
Well, you can give us a call or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man wanted for questioning in a Northwest Florida homicide is arrested and booked into jail overnight. 25-year-old Bobby Hawkins is charged with homicide. He was booked into the Escambia County Jail just after midnight. Hawkins is charged with the shooting death of 28-year-old Kyle Baldwin. Baldwin was killed early Monday morning near Ensley and Vicky Street. Police in Mobile are looking for a man described as armed and dangerous. 34-year-old Demetrius Anderson is murder suspect. He is wanted for the shooting death of another man at a sports bar on St. Stephen's Road. Anderson has a scar between his eyes, several tattoos, and gold teeth. You can see his picture on WKRG.com. Bay Minette is getting in the game. A new softball complex is set to be complete next month. The city's recreation director hopes the new complex will attract state and even national tournaments. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Get ready for a day of family fun Saturday, April 27th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at McNally Park on Mobile's Bayshore. See artists and craftsmen display paintings, photography, pottery, jewelry, woodworking, and more. Special music by folk artist Laurie Ann Armour, along with Ryan Balthrop and Irish Celtic musician Scott Cox and friends. So bring the kids and spend the day in the park. April 27th, 11 to 4 at McNally Park. 404-3924 for more.
The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 1065.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
One of the biggest upsets in NHL playoff history, South Alabama baseball gets a win at home. And home runs aplenty in the major leagues. It's 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Toronto Raptors rebounded from a Game 1 loss, beating Orlando 111-82, and evening the best-of-seven first-round series at one game apiece. Kawhi Leonard led the Raptors with 37 points in the win. The Denver Nuggets' Jamal Murray had 21 points in the fourth quarter, leading Denver past San Antonio 114-105 to even that series at one game apiece. And Portland beat Oklahoma City 114-94 to take a 2-0 series lead over Russell Westbrook, Paul George, and the rest of the OKC Thunder. CJ McCollum led the Blazers with 33 points in the victory. In the NHL playoffs, the Columbus Blue Jackets completed an unbelievable four-game sweep over the Tampa Bay Lightning with a 7-3 win last night. Here's the game-winning goal that put Columbus up 4-3 in the third period.
And then across, the line, drop a body, space down!
Oliver Bjorkstrand with the winner there. The Jackets scored three empty net goals to clinch the first round victory in their first playoff series victory in franchise history. Tampa was the top seeded team in the NHL after they tied the NHL record with 62 wins in the regular season. The New York Islanders also finished a four-game sweep over the Pittsburgh Penguins with a 3-1 win last night in Pittsburgh. The Islanders are headed to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs for only the second time in the last 26 years. Here's New York's Jordan Eberle after the win.
Early on, I think a lot of people wrote us off. You know, they were a bit shocked. But, you know, we're confident in the way that we play, the way that the group is here. I think, you know, this is one of the tighter-knit teams that I've played on. And, you know, we love battling and playing for each other.
Eberle had four goals in the four Islanders' wins. Kyle Connor scored a game-winner in overtime, putting the Winnipeg Jets over St. Louis 2-1 and tying that series at two games apiece. And in the last game of the night, Marc-Andre Fleury picked up his 15th career playoff shutout, leading Vegas past San Jose 5-0. The Golden Knights now lead that series 3-1. In college baseball, South Alabama beat Southern Miss last night 4-1. Drake Nightingale struck out a career-high 14 batters in 7 innings, allowing only 3 hits in the win. South begins a 3-game home Sun Belt series against Georgia State tomorrow night at Stanky Field. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Montgomery Biscuits for the second night in a row, 7-3. The Biscuits scored 4 runs in the 7th inning to pull away late. Game 3 of the 5-game home series starts tonight at 6:15 at Hank Aaron Stadium. In the majors last night, Ronald Acuna Jr. hit his 6th home run of the season, but the Atlanta Braves fell to Arizona 9-6. Philadelphia crushed the New York Mets 14-3. Jose Quintana pitched the Chicago Cubs to a 4-0 win over Miami. The LA Dodgers hit their 37th home run of the season, beating Cincinnati 6-1. Christian Yelich continues to be hot from the plate. He hit a 3-run homer and an 8-4 win for Milwaukee over St. Louis. Colorado beat San Diego 8-2, with Nolan Arenado hitting a home run for the third game in a row, and San Francisco beat Washington 7-3. In the American League, James Paxton struck out 12, leading the Yankees past the Red Sox 8-0, and Alex Bregman hit a grand slam for the Houston Astros in a 9-1 win over Oakland. It's 7:17 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association, the top women's professional softball league in the USA, located right here in our own backyard. ASBA currently looking for host families for the upcoming 6-week-long season that begins in mid-June. If you're interested in having a professional softball player to help teach and mentor your softball player this summer, or just want to show these pro athletes some Southern hospitality, find out more about becoming a host family at asbasoftball.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, a few showers and breezy with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules. The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, again, a terrible accident. Chinchula on Highway 45 between Chinchula Georgetown Road and Chinchula Landfill. Both lanes are blocked off, redirecting traffic now. So they've got other accidents at Dawes and McFarland Road and Moffitt and Snow still in the clearing stages. The City of Mobile Special Events Department bringing back Spring Break Kids Days this week from 10 to 1 at Mariner Park. The face painting, balloon clowns, inflatables, and more today from 10 to 1. You can find out all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
And thank you, Kane, for the update. 721 FM Talk 106.5. And point out, once again, not that it doesn't happen on other roadways, but we've been talking for not just years, for decades or more about Highway 45 and travel Highway 45 a whole bunch. Continues to get more and more traffic, obviously, between the Mobile area and Citronelle. But let me point out, north of Citronelle, going up towards the Mississippi line or going up towards the 4517 split, very, very busy road, two-lane road, a weird combination of traffic, too, because you'll get local traffic that's not doing the speed limit, just kind of putting along, going from one road to another. You have people using that road to come out of Mississippi, maybe going down the Gulf or something. They're going way too fast. And you combine those things with just the just a lot of traffic on there. And 45 has been a deadly, deadly road and a dangerous road. And hopefully something can be done going forward to be able to expand it. I mean, four-lane it, at least maybe get more sections where it's four-lane and you have to go back to two-lane, but passing areas and that, because it really needs it.
One of the many road projects, it sounds like, is wanted and needed in Alabama, but that sounds like it's at the top of the list.
Yeah, well, I mean, we just got it. That's the job, though, okay? We have the additional revenue going to come in when the gas tax goes in. Now it's the ability to have our local contingent make a case there to Aldot and others and score those road projects high so they get on the priority list. 722, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. With tornadic activity on the uptick, a new bill before the legislature in Montgomery may come as a welcome relief to those who have been in the path of a severe storm or hurricane. This as the number of tornadoes over last weekend is now up two more since Tuesday. NWS has now confirmed 11 tornadoes touched down Saturday into Sunday. Representative Joe LaVorn introduced a new three-year tax break bill, which would provide an income tax credit for building or installing a qualified storm shelter or safe room. That space would then be defined as a shelter which meets Federal Emergency Management Agency minimum criteria and capable of withstanding an EF5 tornado. The tax credit is capped at $6,000 for your primary residence and $25,000 for a multifamily development like an apartment complex. The credit would provide for a third of the total cost and could be used each year for a period of 3 years. To qualify, applicants would have to complete a form to provide documentation on the cost for the construction or installation of the shelter. He ran, but he couldn't hide, and now Mobile police have finally arrested a man they say is involved in a Christmas Day shooting from last year. Mobile police say 25-year-old Deion Johnson was involved in that shooting on Alba Street at Bayview Avenue December 25th, 2018. He's been on the run since, and nearly 4 months later, investigators located him here in Mobile and booked him into jail on Tuesday morning. According to authorities, Johnson and another man fired several shots at a vehicle with two adults and two children inside. Both adults were injured and treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The children, thankfully, were not injured. At the time of that shooting, Deion Johnson was out on bond for a 2016 murder. The former star Spanish Fort High School football player is also a registered sex offender due to a 2014 rape conviction in Baldwin County. That's where he was convicted of the second-degree rape of a 14-year-old girl and a 17-year-old girl. As he sits in jail, he faces four charges of attempted murder and charges of firing shots into an occupied vehicle. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 725 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday. Our buddy Jeff Ford joins us coming up right after 8 o'clock, and lots to talk about with him. And one of those stories is one of the top stories of the day. Three big things on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Roy Moore's downfall in the 2017 special election for U.S. Senate seat in Alabama made national news. Accusations of inappropriate behavior cost him the election to Democrat Doug Jones. But Flash forward to 2019. Mason-Dixon poll found that when asked how they would vote when Jones was up for re-election last year, or this in 2020, 50% of state voters indicated they would vote to replace Jones with the Republican. Only 40% said they would vote to re-elect Jones. Now, here's the key. Among the GOP candidate names that were polled, numero uno in name recognition and support is Roy Moore. I would point out, too, though, this is one of those things with name recognition that's interesting because his positive name recognition tops the list, but his negative name recognition tops the list. But the key, I think, in the world of politics is the number of people in that Mason-Dixon poll that said they did not know the name Roy Moore.
Mm-hmm. 4%.
4%. 4%. Remember that the old adage, right? I don't care what you say, just make sure to spell my name correctly.
Yep.
Or something like that. Well, that's where Roy Moore is. 4%. Okay, the other end of that spectrum, looking at that poll, Tim James. The James family has a long political history in our state. Tim James, 71% of respondents to the poll. Now, these are registered voters, had never heard of him.
And that's not a good number. 71%
had not heard of him. I think 46% had not heard of AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne, who's in the Senate. I mean, he's a declared candidate. For some reason, Mason-Dixon poll did not take in Tommy Tuberville to account. I don't know why, because, I mean, he was an announced candidate at the time of the polling. But people like Del Marsh barely broke the surface of name recognition. He's Senate President Pro Tem. Gary Palmer barely, came out of single digits with name recognition. And then you look at the top of the stack. Once again, negatives, big negatives against Roy Moore's name ID, a good number of positives as well, but only 4% don't know who he is. And in the world of politics, that is very, very important. And we'll talk about that coming up with Jeff Poore after 8.
And Mo Brooks, he was the second most recognized name among those six.
AL5's congressman, yeah.
But he was still far, far behind.
They're not
Roy
close
Moore.
To Roy Moore.
Yeah, not even close. And that's why Roy Moore led in basically all categories. Most wanted to, with people that want to elect him, people that have a negative opinion about him, and people that are ambivalent about him. But
yeah,
I mean, name recognition rules all.
It does. And that, only 4% don't know who he is. That should give chills to anybody else looking to run in 2020, which of course begs that question: if Roy Moore becomes a strong front runner in this, I mean, he hasn't declared he's running yet, but if he does and he's a strong front runner in this, will that be what brings Jeff Sessions back to run for that Senate seat? That's some of the Q&A we'll do with Jeff coming up after 8 o'clock. And, of course, taking your calls and text next hour at 343-0106, 343-0106. All right, Easter weekend ahead looks fantastic, says Dr. Bill. We do need to get through some rainfall beforehand, but we have great things to look forward to Saturday and Sunday. So if you're thinking about wearing the long sleeve Easter egg colored pastel shirt, probably pretty good for Sunday. You're good for the Easter egg hunt. If you're going to wear the wool suit, I still think you could probably pull it off if you have church early. I mean, don't pull the suit off. I mean, you could wear the suit on Sunday. So we'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up in a couple minutes. And a reminder, too, that we'll do Midday Mobile today. More of what's going on in Montgomery. Some bills we talked about yesterday, we'll rehash those. And also some new bills that have come up for discussion, like this one about bicycles and motorcycles. They come up to a red light. There's no traffic. Should they get the figurative green light to go through that intersection? Talk about that as well. Coming up. Y'all stay close.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man led police on a chase in West Mobile with a four-year-old child in his car. Officers attempted to stop a black Honda near Airport Boulevard and Dawes Road. The initial traffic stop was for not having a tag on display. Chase ended when the car crashed on Schillinger Road north of Cottage Hill Road. A child and woman inside the car were taken to the hospital. The driver was also taken to the hospital. Another man is accused of some reckless behavior with a child in his car. Pensacola police say 62-year-old Gilberto Andrews was driving under the influence when he crashed into a parked SUV. Happened near G Street and La Rua Street. And a heartwarming story from Baldwin County this morning. A Daphne woman gave her kidney to a grandfather in Louisiana, a man she did not even know. Michelle Tesh saw a Facebook post about the man who needed a kidney. She took some tests and found out she was a match. The surgery earlier this month was a success. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes continues to bring you outstanding deals. For a limited time, buy the Colonial 30 White Gloss with brass hardware for a pickup price of only $15.99. Or the number one selling Fatboy 48 in gray gloss, only $16.99. Either model has an electronic lock and 60 minutes of fire protection. So don't waste any time. Get 0% interest with approved credit. Come by Mike Ward's and save now through April 25th.
Check us out on Facebook or go to mwliberty.com.
Denver area schools are closed today as authorities search for a woman who flew into the city from Florida and bought a gun after becoming infatuated with the mass shooting at Columbine High School. The suspect is considered to be extremely dangerous. Scott McLean is following the story.
She doesn't have a connection to this area that they know of, and so it is unclear where exactly she might have gone.
Correspondent Sunlan Serfati is in Washington, where the anticipated release of the redacted version of the Russia investigation tomorrow could put his associates at odds with President Trump.
Several aides now expressing concern that the release of the new information in the report may provoke Mr. Trump's anger.
Bishop Patrick Calvet, Notre Dame's rector, says he will close the burned-out Paris Cathedral for up to 6 years. The French Prime Minister has announced an international architects competition to rebuild the spire. Millions of dollars are pouring in for repair efforts. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The merger of the number 3 and number 4 wireless companies, T-Mobile and Sprint, could be in jeopardy of falling through. The Wall Street Journal says lawyers for the Justice Department told the companies it's unlikely their $26 billion merger would be approved. On Twitter, T-Mobile CEO dismissed the report as speculation, calling the premise simply untrue. Microsoft is planning to sell an Xbox video game machine that doesn't use discs or cartridges, a first for a major console maker, and a move that brings the industry a step closer to an all-digital streaming future. The new device, due May 7th, will have the same hardware specs as a lower-tier Xbox One S model, minus a slot for physical media. It will cost $249. Sony's cracking down on sexual content in PlayStation 4 video games. New in-house standards that limit sexually explicit content distinguish Sony from other game hardware makers that allow more leeway as long as the software carries a rating from a national industry body. That's Your Money Now.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleinschroedt and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
A little warmer and a little cloudier this morning. A harbinger?
Yes, and there's rain in the forecast and quite a bit of it for tomorrow night. But today looks good, mostly sunny, and we'll be up around 78 degrees this afternoon. It's going to become more humid now with the wind out of the southeast, so tonight will become mostly cloudy, about 65 for the low tonight. And then tomorrow, we'll get in the upper 70s, maybe even to 80 degrees, but we get a chance of some scattered showers developing in the afternoon. It's going to become windy, and winds increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour by afternoon. Now, a cold front will be moving across Texas and into Mississippi and then eventually into Alabama tomorrow night. So as a result, showers and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow evening, possibly going after midnight. And there is a good chance that we'll see some scattered, severe thunderstorm activity across Mississippi and Alabama. The best chance would be over central portions of both states, but we'll see some of that severe activity down along the Gulf Coast. Again, that'll be tomorrow evening and then extending past midnight into early Friday morning. And then on Friday, well, clearing skies, although still a few scattered showers are possible, especially in the morning, but it'll be cooler. Only 68 for the high temperature on Friday. Friday night, down into the 40s, mid and upper 40s for the low temperature Friday night into Saturday morning. But the weekend looks terrific. Sunny skies and 72 on Saturday, and then sunny and 75 on Sunday. And the good weather will continue into Monday and Tuesday as we warm up near 80 degrees.
All right, so the best chance of rain and severe weather tomorrow night toward after we go to bed, or what are we looking at?
During the evening hours, anywhere from 7 o'clock on just past midnight, that's when we expect the frontal system to move in. It'll be preceded by showers and thunderstorms, and some of that activity will be along the front, with some showers to the west of the front. So through all the evening and into the early morning hours, we can expect shower and thunderstorm activity. It looks like 1 to 2 inches of rain possible for tomorrow night.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with good news for Easter weekend. And I can imagine with that, what he's talking about right now, by the time we get to Friday's weekend weather scale, should be one of our highest in quite a while.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, especially on this weekend when we'll all be out hunting Easter eggs.
That's right. That's right. The nice thing is you get to my age, I can hide my own Easter eggs.
Yeah.
So I hide them from the children, and then I get to enjoy trying to find them as well.
Yeah, and sometimes you find some from the last few years.
That's right. That stuff doesn't go bad. Just eat it.
Never.
It's fine. It's fine. Speaking of the weather for a second here, and I put this up on my Twitter feed. I retweeted a cartoon drawing here of this person sitting in their house, but they have been lifted off the ground. They're inside a tornado, and the caption here in the cartoon, "Come on, put my show back on." And this goes into that meteorologist there in the Atlanta area, Ella Dorsey, who was doing the cut-ins during the Masters on Sunday because the front line was approaching Atlanta and the Atlanta Metro coming through there at that point. Now, mind you, that front line had already produced deadly tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Had already produced deadly tornadoes. They were doing cut-ins to warn people about this on CBS 46 in Atlanta. She then goes on Twitter and said, "To everyone sending me death threats right now, you wouldn't be saying a damn thing if the tornado was ravaging your home this afternoon. Lives are more important than 5 minutes of golf. I will continue to repeat that, and if we cut into and when we cut into programming to keep people safe." So it's, and I've seen this before over the years, being in this business for decades now. There's a if somebody wants to comment on social media and say, "Hey, I don't like, you know, this thing you did." We get it all the time. "I like this thing. I didn't like this thing you did in programming." That's cool. That's how I get. Some people will be very polite in their emails, say, "Well, I was have a question or don't like a thing." I said, "That's great. That's response that we're looking for to try to figure out how to." But today's world, it seems like people go into immediate, like the communication skills are zero.
Yeah.
And it's caveman, "I'm going to hurt somebody" stuff. And here they are sending it to a meteorologist, which, number one, she's doing her job as described by her bosses at work to do the cut-ins. Number two, she's doing the right thing because that's a line of storms that had already produced deadly tornadoes. And people aren't just saying, "Hey, I don't like your programming choice. You shouldn't have done that." she was getting death threats up there. It is out of control. I mean, there, when stuff like that and somebody death threats somebody for doing weather cut-ins, when I want to reach the internet and snatch somebody up, country style, you know?
It's entitlement. And you know what's even more sad about
entitlement.
This?
You're right.
From what I've read, they kept it up split screen. They kept the Masters up there in a smaller screen.
And people not only did, if they had gone to the CBS 46 and said, hey, I don't like that choice or whatever y'all don't, so they were threatening her, death threats towards her.
Yeah, people do this when they cut into The Price is Right or Dr. Phil.
So you can imagine stories.
So you can imagine when Tiger Woods is about to make his comeback, how many angry people were out there. But they kept it up on split screen. I mean, come on.
If they would have done a cut in to say, hey, it'll be sunny and 72 on Monday, then I'm with you. You still don't death threat somebody. But there were a line of storms coming through. That tornado, it's out of control. And you're right. I hadn't thought about that term. Maybe it is. And people, you know, who'll be older, you know, will think, oh, I'm not a snowflake. I'm not entitled. That's the young kids. That's the Ocasio-Cortez of the world. You're a snowflake to me. If they cut your screen in half for golf because they wanted to warn you about the possibility of tornadoes, and then you sent death threats to a meteorologist, put a foot in your vortex. All right, 7:40, check traffic next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Garrett Williamson and discuss the trends and fads in healthy living and exercise. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Garrett Williamson owns Personal Edge Fitness in Mobile. His gym is nearly 20 years old. He offers an internship for trainers. He has handbooks for his team members that focus as much on the emotional components of training and coaching as they do with the actual lifts and exercises. He has a business and a business plan, not a job, that is dependent upon him and his charismatic personality, which is the story for most trainers and gyms. They're personality dependent. Listen to learn more Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning for the CanesWarriorKids.com Traffic Center. State troopers still working an accident, overturned vehicle with ejection and fatality at Highway 45 between Chinchula Georgetown Road and Chinchula Landfill Road. Both lanes are still blocked off and will be for quite a while as they've got another accident, a Moffitt and Snow, and that stalled vehicle at Oak Shell and Bishop Lane North still affecting traffic. Bama Flooring is not your one-stop shop. Instead, they specialize in flooring products, customer satisfaction, and professional installs. Big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. See what they offer at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
You're seeing that on the text line. Our buddy Terry, who's in law enforcement, saying it's a violation of federal law to send threats of death or physical harm to someone by electronic media. Of course it is. It doesn't stop them, Terry.
Mm-mm.
And I mean, I've been around it at a local level, and I mean, this is nothing new. Sadly, it's just a continuation of that story. And it's and you said it. I don't think anybody's used that term. It is entitlement. I don't care that you say, oh, I'm old and you're acting entitled when you throw a fit because they split screen the TV to tell you there were possible deadly tornadoes, you know, and you didn't get your full, you know, whatever it is, 64 inches of TV for the Masters. I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's all right to be upset. I've been there when they cut into something I'm watching.
Right.
You can be upset, but just take a second. Just step back and say, what about the people who might actually be affected by this storm? Think about some other people for a little while.
If you sent a message that said, I don't like your programming choice there or something like that, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's what you do. That's interaction. The I'm going to harm you or I'm going to kill you because you cut into the...
Despicable.
Give me a break. Speaking of stories we're looking at this morning, just heard in traffic, keep your eyes on another deadly wreck on Highway 45. And I'm talking back and forth here with Representative Stringer, of course, from 102. He said he's requesting a meeting with ALDOT and Governor Ivey to see if they will listen to more information on this. This is something we've talked about over time, the danger with Highway 45 not being four-laned. And he's pushing on that. Hopefully, we'll talk to him on the midday and talk more about it. 7:44, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We are inching closer and closer to the 2020 election, and Bill Hightower, a former Alabama state senator for District 35, has announced his run for Alabama's open first congressional district seat, and he believes his background in business will make a difference. Hightower says, quote, Washington is dysfunctional, and the people of South Alabama need a congressman who will fight for us each and every day in Congress to make sure our priorities and our values are represented. Hightower was a state senator from 2013 through 2018, and last year he ran in the gubernatorial race, coming in fourth place, with Governor Kay Ivey ultimately winning that election. The 59-year-old is looking to fill the seat left vacant by Representative Bradley Byrne, who is running for the U.S. Senate in 2020. Hightower is the third candidate to announce his intentions to run for the seat occupied by Byrne since late 2013. Also running is Commissioner Jerry Carl, the current Mobile County Commissioner, and State Representative Chris Pringle, Republican from Mobile. Last February, Byrne, a Republican, announced his intentions to challenge Democratic U.S. Senator Doug Jones for the job. News out of Baldwin County this morning, as a Saraland man is facing several charges after his motorcycle slams into a patrol car during rush hour traffic Monday morning. Alabama state troopers say around 6 a.m., Michael Jacob was speeding on his motorcycle and did not stop until he slammed into another patrol car on Interstate 10. The 27-year-old was heading west near the Malbus exit. He was taken to jail after being treated at a local hospital. Jacob faces several charges to include reckless endangerment and attempting to elude. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professionalcollision.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man wanted for questioning in a Northwest Florida homicide is arrested and booked into jail overnight. 25-year-old Bobby Hawkins is charged with homicide. He was booked into the Escambia County Jail just after midnight. Hawkins is charged with the shooting death of 28-year-old Kyle Baldwin. Baldwin was killed early Monday morning near Ensley and Vicky Street. Police in Mobile are looking for a man described as armed and dangerous. 34-year-old Demetrius Anderson is murder suspect. He is wanted for the shooting death of another man at a sports bar on St. Stephen's Road. Anderson has a scar between his eyes, several tattoos, and gold teeth. You can see his picture on WKRG.com. Bay Minette is getting in the game. A new softball complex is set to be complete next month. The city's recreation director hopes the new complex will attract state and even national tournaments. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
All right, 7:48, FM Talk 106.5. We check in with Dalton for sports in just a second. Right now, y'all say hello to Larry at LCM, and let's talk about it, Larry. Inventory, and find some stuff on the lot for us to look at today. What do you want us to take a look at?
All right, how about this? I know you'll like this. We just traded yesterday for a 2005 GMC Sierra Z71. Yes, it is a four-wheel drive, extended cab, sunroof, leather, really nice. We're just getting it serviced today. It'll be on the lot tomorrow, and yes, it'll be under $10,000.
Oh, wow.
And we also got a 2005 Ford Explorer Sport Track, which is a real popular little vehicle. You know, it's decked out, loaded out with only 63,000 miles. And then we just got in a 2005 Mini Cooper convertible at that time of year. And then let's talk about another one here. How about a 2009 Nissan Titan Pro 4X four-wheel drive crew cab leather and decked out?
Man, yeah, and I mean, you have, we always talk about the great selection of trucks, selection of cars, and third rows, but when you point it out, I mean, you've got the vehicles people are looking for, so I'm sure one of those four just piques some curiosity. They want to come take a look at those vehicles. How do they do it?
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmotorcars.com, like us on Facebook, or just call us at 375-0068.
We'll do it, and check in with you soon. Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, bye.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 7:50, sports time.
All right, thank you, Sean. One of the biggest upsets in NHL playoff history now complete. South Alabama baseball gets a win at home, and home runs aplenty in the major leagues. It's 10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Toronto Raptors rebounded from a Game 1 loss, beating Orlando 111-82, and evening the best of seven first-round series at one game apiece. The Denver Nuggets' Jamal Murray had 21 points in the fourth quarter, leading Denver past San Antonio 114-105 to also even that series at one game apiece. And Portland beat Oklahoma City 114-94 to take a 2-0 lead over the Thunder. In the NHL playoffs last night, the Columbus Blue Jackets completed an unbelievable four-game sweep over the Tampa Bay Lightning with a 7-3 win last night. Here's the game-winning goal that put Columbus up 4-3 in the third period.
Panarin across, Dubois in front, a body space down!
The Jackets scored three empty net goals to clinch the first-round victory. Tampa was the top-seeded team in the NHL after tying the NHL record with 62 wins in the regular season. The New York Islanders also finished a four-game sweep over the Pittsburgh Penguins with a 3-1 win last night in Pittsburgh. Kyle Connor scored a game-winner in overtime, putting the Winnipeg Jets over St. Louis 2-1 and tying that series at two games apiece. And in the last game of the night, Marc-Andre Fleury picked up his 15th career playoff shutout, leading Vegas past San Jose 5-0. In college baseball, South Alabama beat Southern Miss last night 4-1. The Jags begin a three-game home Sun Belt series against Georgia State tomorrow night at Stanky Field. And in minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Montgomery Biscuits for the second night in a row, 7-3. The Biscuits scored four runs in the seventh inning to pull away late. Game three of the five-game home series starts tonight at 6:15 at Hank Aaron Stadium. In the majors last night, Ronald Acuna Jr. hit his sixth home run of the season, but the Atlanta Braves fell to Arizona 9-6. Philadelphia crushed the New York Mets 14-3. The LA Dodgers hit their 37th home run of the season, beating Cincinnati 6-1. Christian Yelich continues to be hot from the plate. He hit a three-run homer in an 8-4 win for Milwaukee over St. Louis. Colorado beat San Diego 8-2, with Nolan Arenado hitting a home run for the third game in a row. And James Paxton struck out 12, leading the Yankees past the Red Sox 8-0. And in Houston, Alex Bregman hit a grand slam in a 9-1 win over Oakland. 7:53 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, a few showers and breezy with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070. When you need roofing service, you need Mobile Roofing. Complying with Alabama's new roofing law, their licensed roofing professionals have the correct licensing and can certify your roof material warranty. It pays to hire a professional in this climate, one of the rainiest and windiest cities in the U.S. Call Mobile Roofing for any residential or commercial roofing or estimate. Check for credential, license, and insurance from your roofing professional because you need and want it done right the first time. Roofing you can count on. Mobile Roofing and Construction. It's in the name. 251-888-0301.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department working in accident now. Just coming off of Moffitt and Snow. Still there in an older accident, but it's going to be there for a while. It's overturned vehicle with ejection. Highway 45 between Chinchula Georgetown Road and Chinchula Landfill Road. Both lanes are still blocked off. Good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 755 FM Talk 106.5. Jeff Poore on the way next hour and turning up your voice at 343-0106. Now Kelly with headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A new union contract in Georgia is impacting workers here in Alabama, and it's a good thing. The Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union, also known as RWDSU, says 1,800 workers at the Equity Tyson Poultry Processing Plant voted overwhelmingly for a new contract in Camilla, Georgia, which is about 70 miles from Dothan. It took 8 months of negotiations to reach the agreement, and the contract was approved by 97% of the members at the plant. So the RWDSU represents workers at Pilgrim's Pride, Wayne Farms, and Tyson locations in Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, and Mississippi. The president of the Southeast Council calls the contract, quote, monumental, saying it will automatically improve conditions for workers at non-union facilities. And the president of the Mid-South Council, based in Birmingham, says the union represents roughly 7,500 poultry workers in Alabama. Alabama's poultry industry employs more than 86,000 people. The three-year deal includes reductions in health care costs and annual general wage increases equaling $1.50, an additional 20 cents per hour wage increase based on seniority and classification wage increases in some jobs of up to 75 cents an hour. Personal days now count as time worked in computing overtime, and workers can also use personal days on Fridays, Mondays, and on the weekend, unlike before. If you have a sweet tooth, hold that thought, as limited amounts of Chips Ahoy cookies have been recalled due to a, quote, unexpected solidified ingredient in the product. Mondelez Global issued the voluntary recall for 4 lots of Chewy Chips Ahoy cookies. The 13-ounce packages have been sold nationwide at retail stores, so there are 4 Best Buy dates you need to look out for on the left top side of the package. Look for 07 September 2019, 08 September 2019, 14 September 2019, or 15 September 2019. If you have a package of these cookies at home or work, don't eat them. Contact the company 1-844-366-1171 to get more information about the recall and how you can receive a refund. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 758 FM Talk 106.5. Remember when we were talking about vaping and how to keep teens from vaping?
Yes.
And what was my idea? For parents to start vaping, right?
That's right. Dads, make it uncool.
Yeah, make it uncool. By the way, maybe we'll get to this next hour. A story out of the University of Chicago. Researchers at the University of Chicago ran a study where they gave groups of teenagers an article showing them how corporations are manipulating them into eating junk food. And the real rebellious thing to do, that the parents are eating the junk food, but eating healthy would rebel against that. Huh. Brilliant.
Genius.
Yeah, come right back.